Hi, I'm Mark Budd.
And I'm Jair Briggs Davis.
And we're from Mark and Jair Explain Sports.
This is a Tripod production.
The following is a Tripod production. Do not attempt to adjust your dial. Mark Budd and Jair Briggs Davis. Two friends growing up in the Big Apple. Two friends who became sports writers at the top of their craft. Mark, the assistant sports editor at Drexel University's The Triangle. Jair, the color commentator and reporter at Curry College. On their own, they give their own unique insights. However, together, Mark and Jair explain sports.
What's going on, everybody? It's another episode with my co-host, Mark Budd. Mark, how are you doing today, buddy?
Jair, I'm doing good, man. I'm actually like feeling content with all these sports going on. You know, the NBA playoffs have been absolutely awesome. I've been enjoying all the games so far. And I have to say, I've even been watching hockey a little bit. I know you're proud of me on that one. Even though the Flyers lost last night, you hate to see it. But they're not going to sweep them, but I was hoping they were. But hopefully they'll win game six when it, I believe it's on Saturday or Friday. Friday, yeah. Hopefully they win game six on Friday against the Canadiens.
Well, at least they're up 3-2 in the series. If I were them, I'd be trying to bust out the series with a win now. You know, you don't want to risk a game seven.
Yeah. It would be a total disaster if they go to a game seven. That'd be a terrible choke job done by the Flyers if they don't get out of the series. They're playing the eighth seed. They don't even have a winning record, the Canadiens. It'd be pretty embarrassing if they lose this. They don't want to end up like the Sixers, but we'll get into more like that later.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So, Mark, with what's going on in sports, what was your opinion about the Fernando Tatis situation with swinging 3-0 with the bases loaded and a blowout win already?
I say, who cares? It's unwritten rules. Forget the rules. He's playing baseball, and I would have done the same thing. I don't care if it's a 3-0 pitch, the respecting, whatever. I don't care about that. He's a young guy. He's just playing hard, and he's really talented, so why not display his talent? I don't care if it's a 3-0 pitch. He hit a grand slam, you know why? Because he's good. So I don't see what the big deal is.
I 100% agree with you on that. First off, Chris Woodward. Oh, my goodness. As a Mets fan, Chris Woodward needs to shut up. Because first off, Chris Woodward, he didn't even do anything as Met. And he sucked as a pinch hitter late in games. But anyways, though, no, like, I agree with you. Fernando Tatis, like, swinging 3-0, I mean.
Oh, was Chris Woodward the coach of the Rangers?
Yes, Chris Woodward is the coach of the Rangers. And Fernando Tatis, he's just playing. I don't know what to tell you, but good for Fernando Tatis. Plus, he's on my fantasy team too, so that helps me out with points.
Dude, I don't want to talk about our fantasy baseball league. I'm 0-3 right now, so it's a bit of a struggle right now. But I think I'm projected to beat Dave this week. Dave, as you all know, came on our podcast a few weeks ago, talking about college football. But anyway, yes, I'm scheduled to beat Dave. So hopefully that will work out. I also felt that I did a good job picking up Casey Mize
from the Casey Mize. Casey Mize? Casey Mize?
Yeah, whatever. Casey Mize, whatever. Yeah, I picked him up. That was a pretty good move. I'm surprised you didn't get him for me, but, you know, I guess I'm the baseball guy here.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
Yeah,
I don't know about that one. You didn't even know that Chris Woodward played for the Mets.
I'm sure a lot of people didn't know that.
I think that an actual diehard Mets fan would know it.
Am I a diehard Mets fan, Jair?
No, you're not.
So why would I care?
But I think that a real good baseball guy would know that.
So for news updates, we have the NBA playoffs are currently going on. Last night, a lot of teams played their second games of the series. Tonight, more teams will play. The Lakers are going to play. They might go down 0-2. I wouldn't be surprised. The Blazers look for real. In Champions League soccer, on Sunday, it's slated to be PSG versus Bayern Munich. Jair, who are you slated? Who do you think is going to win that game?
Munich.
I like PSG because they have Neymar, but Neymar tends to flop a lot. What do you think of that? What do you think of Neymar, Jair?
I think he's a pretty solid player. No, I'm sure that he's going to bring it.
Why do you think Munich's going to win, Jair?
I got a lot of faith in Munich.
You like Robert Lewandowski?
Absolutely. I think that he's a very solid player for them.
And then, so we have our star of the week.
Wait, hold on, Mark. Can we go into NBA right now a little bit?
Well, let's just do our star of the week, and then we can go in the NBA.
Okay, I got you.
Actually, speaking of NBA, Jair, your star of the week is Damian Lillard. Tell us what you think that.
My star is Damian Lillard because of what he's done in the NBA playoffs. He's been solid for Portland, and he willed them into the eighth seed of the Western Conference. I remember months ago they were talking about how the Golden State Warriors were playing very badly and how the Portland Trailblazers were even out of the playoff picture. And they said this might be the first time that two teams that have met in the conference finals or anything like just don't make playoffs. Damian Lillard willed Portland into the playoffs. And they did it without Trevor Ariza and I believe Rodney Hood also. And now they're beating the Lakers in a series 1-0. I mean, a lot of people are saying that he's the bubble MVP. He really is the bubble MVP. And you have to give him a lot of credit.
Stephen A. Smith even said the other day that he thinks he's the best player in the world right now.
Yeah, he might be. I mean, honestly, we say LeBron is the best player in the world. We could say Kawhi. We could say Kevin Durant, whom is not playing. Whatever. Kawhi is tied 1-1. In my opinion, he should be down 0-2 to the Dallas Mavericks. The Lakers have looked awful in the bubble, and the loss of Avery Bradley has hit them hard. And, I mean, Damian Lillard is the best player in the world right now.
My favorite moment of Damian Lillard against the Lakers the other night was when he hit that three, and then he started dancing in the middle of a game. He said that he had to show out for Oakland because Blow the Whistle was playing, an Oakland anthem. I thought that was awesome. I think I love Damian Lillard because I think he's such a down-to-earth guy, and like he doesn't care what people think of him. He's just himself, and I really like that about him.
Absolutely. And Mark, who's your star of the week?
Well, we mentioned him earlier, but my star of the week is Fernando Tatis Jr. He has 12 home runs already in the season, in the short season. And he's 20, 21, 22.
Yeah, he's around that age. I remember when his dad played for the Mets too.
I didn't even know. Yeah, he's a very young player, and he's leading a Padres team that came kind of coming out of nowhere and looks like a postseason threat. And his teammate Eric Hosmer said, "This guy's going to be the face of the MLB soon," and I can see why he said that, Jair. I saw that he's leading the MLB in home runs, RBIs, bases stolen. It's quite crazy. He has a
.317 batting average too. So he's doing amazing.
So now we get into one of my favorite segments, the loser of the week. And so Jair, who is your losers of the week? We actually have a few this week because it was hard to choose, so we have a few names.
Actually, Mark, you say you're a loser of the week.
Well, I have two. First, I'm going to go with the Reds announcer Tom Brenneman,
That's brutal, man.
So last night they were playing the Royals, I believe, and they had a doubleheader, and in between the doubleheader, the video came on of them cleaning the field, and he didn't know that he was being recorded. And he said that place is he used a gay homophobic slur, and that he didn't know he was online. He didn't know he was on live. And then he tried to apologize. In the middle of his apology, a home run was hit, and he was calling the home run instead of continuing the apology. Just not a good look, my guy. And the fact that he said, oh, well, I didn't know I was on air. Well, that he just kind of showed who he was. So he deserves to be fired, in my opinion, even if he's been announcing for 35 years and his dad's a Hall of Fame announcer.
No,
this is like typical Reds, right? Like, speaking of Marge shot.
Oh, absolutely. Throw it back to Rob Parker. But yeah, no, I know what you mean about that. It was a major L on Brenneman's part. You know, it's just
like the fact that he said that, even though he didn't know, bro, you're still on live audio. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Especially like being in public, especially like that. You know, you got to be very careful.
He said that when he wasn't on air. Like, what are you doing, bro?
Absolutely.
And then my second loser of the week is Brett Brown, man. I am so sick of Brett Brown. He should have been fired before the season started. The Sixers had Monty Williams on their coaching staff last year and let him go to the Suns. And what did the Suns do? They went 8-0 in the playoff bubble. And what did the Sixers do? They just, like, they're down 0-2 against the Celtics. He doesn't make any adjustments. He puts in Raul Neto before Alec Burks. And let me tell you something, Jair. The Sixers cut Trey Burke. And what did Trey Burke do last night for the Mavericks?
He put it on for them.
Yeah, he did. He really did. But we have Raul Neto instead. I don't understand. Brett Brown, the first game, and Embiid didn't even take 20 shots. He took 16. What? Like, what? And
Matisse Thybulle having to be in the starting lineup over Al Horford, too.
I mean, that's fine with me. Al Horford sucks, dude. The fact that Al Horford's on the team. And Tobias Harris, well, he's not Brett Brown, but, like, come on, bro. Like, you're getting paid $190 million, and you can barely score 10 points. Like,
4 for 15 from the field.
Yeah, it's just – it's despicable, the whole team. It's a disgrace. Everyone needs to go except for Embiid and Simmons. Everyone. I'm sick of this. They might as well just get swept to save the embarrassment. Well, they're probably going to get swept anyway because Brett Brown doesn't know how to coach. But anyway, Jake, who are your losers of the week?
My loser of the week is Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and I'm gonna have to say, I'm gonna have to cast a little bit of a shadow on Danny Green, and like maybe just the Lakers in general. The Lakers, I mean, Danny Green. Wait, no, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope went 0-for-9 from the field, 0-for-5. From 3-point range, and he scored 1 point. And the Lakers lost 100-93 to the Portland Trail Blazers. That is, I mean, if he at least hit like maybe 2 shots, and if Danny Green hit 2 more shots, like, I mean, more than likely would have been a win. Anthony Davis and Danny Green, they hit 1/3 of all their shots. When I saw how the game started, I think Anthony Davis was about 1-for-8 with about 9 points. And I was like, man, that free throw line, that thing is helping him right now. But yeah, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, the Lakers, they're my losers of the week. They have not looked good in the bubble. And I'm wondering, is it because Avery Bradley, like you got to think, if Avery Bradley was on the team still, it would be a much different effort, especially for him to guard Damian Lillard, because you know he would have been guarding him.
Well, Jay, if I'm Frank Vogel tonight, I am playing Deion Waiters and J.R. Smith over Kentavious Caldwell.
Bingo. I agree with you on that 100%. What would your starting lineup be if you were Frank Vogel?
Well, I think the starting lineup is fine. I think Danny Green can bounce back because sometimes he does this where he misses shots, but then all of a sudden he'll make like 8 in a row. So I have faith in Danny Green, but Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, I don't know if he was in the starting lineup.
He was.
Yeah, no.
He shouldn't have been. I think maybe J.R. Smith should be in that spot.
Yeah. He doesn't have to play a ton of minutes, but yeah, maybe give J.R. Smith some of that. Because J.R. Smith has experience, man. He's been in these big games, especially with LeBron.
Yeah, we all remember one of the like his last time.
Yes, we remember his mess up, but we also remember him helping a lot too.
In game seven of the 2016 NBA Finals,
he hit some big threes.
That started the second period. I remember him putting up, I remember 8 points that he put up. He definitely scored more in the game, but 8 points, that was really significant.
And I remember earlier in that series against the Warriors, 2016, I believe it was game five or game six, J.R. Smith was hitting a bunch of threes and threw some nice alley-oops to LeBron.
He had some pretty solid plays in that series. Like, and I remember when they came back home to Cleveland for game six, I remember the Cavaliers practically blitzed the Warriors.
But yeah, so I definitely think that Deion Waiters and J.R. Smith should get some minutes over Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. They might not be able to play defense as well, but I'm telling you that they'll score more than he can.
Dwight Howard needs to stay out of foul trouble.
Yeah, and JaVale McGee was really bad.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
Dwight Howard more minutes.
At least JaVale McGee went 3 for 5. I'm the
greatest. Yeah, but I saw something that, like, when he's on the floor with Anthony Davis, they're like a minus 90 or something.
No, that's cool. JaVale and
yeah.
That's.
But, I forgot to mention another loser of the week, Elton Brand. Like, this guy put together this team and they look awful for the Sixers. Signing Al Horford, trash. Terrible. Terrible signing.
Who do you think that they should have signed?
Giving Tobias Harris $190 million, terrible. I think if we go back in time, I would have not given either of those guys a contract. I would have given Jimmy Butler an offer he couldn't refuse, and then I would have signed someone like Malcolm Brogdon or Bogdan Bogdanovic, and then maybe get like a backup center like Enes Kanter or something.
Can't blame you on that. He's a pretty solid player.
Yeah, those three would make us so much better than what we have right now.
Enes Kanter, he's a good backup for the Boston Celtics, but honestly, though, he should be a starter. He was pretty solid for Portland last year. And, I mean, maybe a two-year, $30 million contract would have been...
Sorry, your mic is cutting in and out.
Maybe a two-year, $30 million contract for Enes Kanter this past offseason, I think, would have been very solid for the Sixers.
Definitely.
To come off the bench. Because I forgot about Joel Embiid for a second. So for the funniest moment of the week, I'm going to have to go with Donovan Mitchell's video of Mike Conley returning to the bubble after quarantining because he went to go for the birth of his kid.
Yeah, I saw that. Like, he was jumping up and down in excitement because they won. And they were like, "We miss you, Mike. See you, bro." That was great. Oh, my funniest moment of the week, though, has to be my man Boban Marjanovic and Shaq having a interaction. He was telling Shaq tells Boban to do the scene from the Addams Family. And I thought it was hilarious that the interaction that they have. I think Boban is great. And then I also saw a quote that Marcus Morris said, I think you're the nicest guy I ever met, man. Boban is great, dude. And then when he was talking to the guys on NBA on TNT, he goes, "Thank you for picking me and not Luka." But he's hilarious, dude.
You have to laugh at also what Marcus Morris said to Boban, and it was Marcus Morris what he said to Boban about
he's the nicest.
You're probably the nicest guy I've ever met.
This is hilarious. Yeah, it's hard to hate Boban, man.
You have to give. I mean, you also have to like the fact of how Boban is also a movie star too. John Wick 3.
John Wick 3, man. And then so Jair, what are your predictions for tonight's games that are happening in the NBA?
So
for the first for first game, we have the Heat against the Pacers. The Heat lead the series 1-0.
This is a tough series. I think it could go back and forth. I think that Jimmy Butler could be very determined to stop TJ Warren.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's going to be a series that could go several games down the line. The Heat only won by 12 in their first game. So I think that it's up for grabs for some reason.
I agree. I think the Pacers are going to win. I think they're going to be pissed off they lost the other game, especially TJ Warren. I wouldn't be surprised to see him drop like 50 points or something.
Yeah, and also Miles Turner went 4-for-11 from the field for 9 points. I think that a player like him needs to actually provide a lot more.
You should say that to Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, but it's not going to happen.
No, not even close. You can't even make that comparison, Mark.
No, I know. I was just making a joke.
Yeah, I know.
In game two today, we got the Thunder and the Rockets. The Houston leads the series 1-0.
I think that it's a bad sign that Houston could play without Russell Westbrook and he could still beat Oklahoma City. I think that, well, James Harden, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, they really need to provide for the team. But also, Dennis
Schroeder. James Harden on the Rockets.
Huh?
You said James Harden. You mean Chris Paul?
What?
You said James Harden and Shai Gilgeous need to provide for the Thunder.
Yeah, Chris Paul and Shai Gilgeous.
You said James Harden. You mean Chris Paul.
Chris Paul and Shai Gilgeous needs to provide for the Thunder. Absolutely, 100%.
I think that the Rockets are going to win again tonight.
Yeah, Shai had 9 points and 2-for-8 from the field, and Dennis Schroeder went 3-for-12 from the field for 6 points. Those play major roles into their loss, but they really need to
provide. Yeah, I believe the only one that played pretty well was Gallinari.
Yeah, and Chris Paul did pretty well too. Next up, we have the Magic in a box.
I think either the Bucks are going to blow out the Magic, or the Magic are going to win again miraculously.
The Bucks haven't looked sharp in bubble.
They really haven't, dude.
They haven't looked sharp in bubble.
They lost a few games during the seeding games, and then they lost the other day against the Magic, and the Magic controlled the entire game.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, yeah, I mean, I for some reason feel like the Bucks will win today.
Me too. I think it's either going to be a blowout or the Magic win again.
Yeah, I mean, let's also remember last year, the eventual NBA champions, not saying that this is going to happen two times in a row necessarily, but the eventual NBA champion, Toronto Raptors, they played the Magic in the first round and they lost game one to them.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised for the Bucks to take over the series, but I also wouldn't be surprised they lose today's game.
Yeah, no. Like the bubble, I feel like anything could happen. And also, our
final game for tonight, we got the Trailblazers and the Lakers. The Trailblazers lead the series 1-0. Who are you picking tonight, Jair?
I feel like LeBron. I feel like this is a situation where you feel like LeBron's going to come in with a lot of smoke. But
I completely agree. I think that LeBron is not going to let them go down 2-0. And I think Anthony Davis is going to bounce back too.
Yeah. But at the same time, I could see in crunch time, I could see Danny Green hitting shots. But at the same time,
I could see Damian Lillard going off again.
I could see Damian Lillard trying, like, putting a stop to that at a certain time.
How about my boy Melo hitting some big shots in the bubble?
Yeah, Melo's looked pretty good in the bubble. I'm wondering, like, does he have
to... I think the Lakers messed up. They signed Jared Dudley over Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah, that one to me. When they signed Jared Dudley, I thought that was a move that, you know, they could, like, they were going to waive him at some point throughout the season and sign...
It's a waste of a roster spot.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. I would never, like, even if I had Jared Dudley on my, even when I play with the Lakers on 2K as in, like, for a season in that mode, even I trade Jared Dudley. Because what's the point?
It's just a waste of space, man.
Absolutely. So those are the predictions for tonight. Also, by the way, Donovan Mitchell going up against the original team that drafted him.
Yeah, and he's going off all right. He scored 57 points the first game, and then he beat them the second game and scored 37, I believe, 34.
I think he should have been the rookie of the year back in his class.
Oh, God, right.
And that was the one that went to Ben Simmons, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We miss Ben Simmons right now.
Yeah. But anyways, Mark, it was a good talk today, dude.
It was good talking to you, too. As usual, shout-out to Tay on the track for the beat.
Shout-out to Tay on the track.
Looking forward to talking next week. Hopefully, we have an exciting weekend of NBA basketball. Sure, there'll be a lot of surprises. And hopefully, the Flyers close out their series against the Canadiens.
Hopefully so, dude. And also, I hope that anyone beats the Bruins.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Shout-out to Carolina for messing me up with that.
All right, man. Well, I'll talk to you next week.
Likewise, Mark.
To listen to more Tripod Productions, go to thetriangle.org/podcasts.